This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been checking in on different sectors of the economy today. Honda, Nissan, and Tesla are now adding themselves to the list of car companies triggering mass furloughs of factory workers. The companies say their people will continue to get benefits, and they expect to have jobs for them on the other side of this mess. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
Honda calls these difficult actions in unprecedented circumstances. It says it'll stop paying almost 17,000 workers in the US and Canada until May the 1st. Around 10,000 hourly employees at Nissan are affected by what the company stresses is a temporary layoff.
It's so important for these car companies to keep their workforce intact.
Jessica Caldwell monitors the auto industry at Edmunds.
A lot of the jobs that these factory workers do are skilled and they've built up a talent over time.
Automakers don't want to have to rehire and retrain. They want to be able to restart production quickly. That's why Honda, Nissan and the Detroit automakers expect workers to be able to come back to their current roles and until then qualify for unemployment benefits. Kristen Gicek from the Center for Automotive Research cautions it could be a while.
We're not going to be back up at 100% utilization of these plants in this workforce for some time. It's going to be a slow ramp up on the other side.
She says production can't restart fully until there's demand, so people buying cars, and all the hundreds of auto suppliers around the world are up and running too. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.